back to John chapter 1. Verse 1 says,
in the beginning was the Word.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning.
在约翰福音一章一节说，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。这道太初与神同在。
So in verse 4, it says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men.
第四节说，生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
So if I substitute it with, this life is the Zoe life, which is the spiritual life, it is the life of Christ, because it refers to the Word.
如果我把这个生命 带进来，所以这里的生命就是像基督的生命，是在他里面的生命。
The second word is psuche.
还有一个词叫做 psuche.
If we look at verse 11, which is following verse 10, it says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
我们看第十一节，我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
And this life is actually originally is suke.
这个舍命，这个命它的原文就是 suke.
And suke is the soul life.
那可以说是我们的魂生命。
Our earthly life.
我们地上的生命。
Or a mortal life.
那个是会朽坏的。
So, And we look at a couple of other examples where these are used.
再看一两处的例子。
In John chapter 4, verse 14, this is the conversation that Jesus had with the Samaritan woman at the well.
约翰福音四章十四节，那里是主耶稣和撒玛利亚妇人在井边的对话。
So Jesus is always using examples that are from the environment where he was. He uses those object lessons. So in this case, because the Samaritan woman was drawing water from the well, he talks about the water.
我们的主耶稣他总是用他周围的食物来举例。因为撒玛利亚夫人是在井边打水，所以我们的主就说到这水。
But it says, but whoever drinks, Jesus said, but whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. This the water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life.
耶稣说，人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在它里头成为泉源，滋涌到永生。
And we see that every time eternal life is used, it's always the word Zoe.
每一次说到永生，也是用 Zoe 这个词。
The next example we're going to use is from John chapter 12, verse 24 and 25.
下一个例子在约翰福音十二章二十四节、二十五节。
These two verses happens to be the one that we were studying last Friday at our Bible study.
我们星期五查经的时候正好就是查这两节圣经。
And I think the brothers were, brothers and sisters, there were a lot of good sharing.
弟兄姊妹有很美好的分享。
It says, truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it. Whoever hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life.
我实实在在地告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，人就是一粒；若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。爱惜自己生命的，就失丧生命。 在这世上恨恶自己生命的，就要保守生命到永生。
And this is one of Jesus' paradoxical message, or because he talks about if you love your life, you're going to lose it. But and this life is your soul, is the soul life.
这是主耶稣的教训，好像是形成一个反差，因为在这里他说你爱自己的生命，这是一个魂生命，如果你爱的话，你反而要失去。
But if you hate it, you will actually keep it for eternal life.
那如果你是恨恶这个魂生命，那就要保守它直到永生。
And what what is an example of a sukhi life? What is it? Who has it? Is it believers, non-believers?
那这样的生命 sukhi 这样的生命啊是怎样的？有没有一个例子？是基督徒还是非基督徒才有的
？I think when we look at a life that is a mortal life, that could be lost, it's kind of like a flower that grows, a perennial flower that it only exists for a season.
想到这个会朽坏的生命，啊，我们就容易想到外面的花，有的是一年生的。它经过一年，它就会枯萎。
So for non-believers, because their spirit has not been regenerated, there is no spiritual life. So it for non-believers, it is only the soul life.
当人还没有相信的时候，他的灵还没有重生，他没有那个灵生命。
But for believers, John chapter 3 tells us that we are born again. Believers are born again, and their spirits are regenerated. So they have Zoe, they have spiritual life.
当我们相信的人，那我们得到灵里的重生，那我们就有了这个生命，就是称作 Zoe 的生命。
But we also have our soul life also.
那我们仍然还是有我们的魂生命。
And I think in our sharing Friday, Brother pointed out that the soul life in a Christian and the spirit our spiritual life, the Zoe, is inversely proportional.
我们星期五查经的时候，有弟兄交通到，对于我们基督徒来说，我们的魂生命和灵生命好像很不成比例。
So if the stronger our soul life, the spiritual life.Actually, would be more hidden.
好像当我们的魂生命很强，那个灵生命就好像隐藏起来。
But if we're strong in our spiritual life, then our sukhi will be diminished.
当我们灵里的生命强的时候，好像魂生命就好像被就会消失。
So, I want to use Colossians to verse 6 and 7 to as a pattern for living the Zoe life and living it more abundantly.
我想用哥罗西书来交通怎样活出这个灵生命，而且是更加丰盛。
Jesus said, I came that you may have life, or they may have life, and have it more abundantly.
耶稣说我来了，要叫人得生命，而且得的更丰盛。
And he used the word have.
他所用的词是其实准确的说应该是有。
When you have the life, naturally, you're going to live it out.
当你有这个生命你自然是要把它活出来。中文我们把它翻成得。他这里强调不只是这个 action, 而是你拥有有。
Yeah. So, in Colossians chapter 2, verse 6, it says, Therefore, as you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him.
哥罗西书二章六节说，你们既然接受了主基督耶稣，就当遵他而行。
Rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving.
在他里面生根建造，信心坚固，正如你们所领的教训，感谢的心也更增长了。
So, as Christians, we have received Christ Jesus the Lord.
我们每一个基督徒，我们都已经接受了主基督耶稣。
And in this, in verse 6, it says, as you received.
第六节说，你们既然接受了。
And it's a past tense, that means we already receive Christ Jesus the Lord.
这是过去时，我们是已经接受了。
And we received him as the Lord. That reminds me of a story where a sea captain, he was on the ship, and he saw a light in the distance. And this was at night.
我们想起一个故事，就是有一个船长，他在海中看见一束光。
And he immediately commanded a signal to be sent.
他就立刻下令说要发信号。
Alter your course 10 degrees south.
转向向南十度。
He quickly received the reply back. Alter your course 10 degrees north.
但是他得到的回答是说，你要向北十度。
The captain sent another signal. He said, Alter your course 10 degrees south. I am a captain.
然后船长再发信号，他说，你要向南十度，我是船长。
And he received the signal back. Alter your signal, alter your course 10 degrees north. I'm a seaman third class.
他收到的回答就是你要向北转十度，因为我是一个灯塔。Seaman.
Seaman, 船员。That be Captain D.
是一个水手。
水手。Yeah.
我是水手。
Now the captain was furious and sent a signal saying, Alter your course 10 degrees south. I'm a battleship.
然后这个船长就开始愤怒，他说你要向南转十度，因为我是一艘战舰。
He got a signal back. Alter your course 10 degrees south.No, north. I'm a lighthouse.
所以这个他得到一个再次得到了回答，你要向北转十度，因为我是一座灯塔。
Jesus is our lighthouse. He doesn't conform to our desires. He is the Lord.
我们的主，耶稣是我们的主，他不是因着我们的愿望来改变。
We have to submit to him.
我们要向主顺服。
So as you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him.
既然接受了主基督耶稣，就当遵他而行。
The word walk is synonymous, is a metaphor of Christian living. It's living.
这个行几乎就是基督徒生活的同义词。
And living in Christ means that your life has been united with him.
在基督里面的生活，就是说你已经与他联合。
In his death,
与他的死联合。
And in his resurrection,
也与他的复活联合。
Someone says, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the seat of, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers.
所以诗篇第一篇说，不坐恶人的座位，不走恶人的道路。
And you are blessed if you're walking in Christ.
如果你在遵基督而行，那你是有福的。
Walking in Christ means living in Christ. You live out your life in Christ.
遵他而行就是活在基督的里面。
And he is your Lord.
他是你的主。
In Colossians 2:6, yeah. Therefore, as you receive Christ Jesus, so walk in him. How did you receive Jesus in the beginning? How did you receive him?
你们既然接受了主基督耶稣，就当遵他而行。那当初我们是怎样接受基督耶稣的？
We received him by faith.
我们是因着信来接受他。
If we start by faith, then in the same way,We continue to walk in him by faith.
如果我们的开始是靠着信，那我们遵他而行也是靠着信。
Ephesians 2:8, I think. It says, For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and it is not from yourself, it is a gift of God.
因为你们得救是本乎恩，也是因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
So we continue to live out this life of Christ in faith.
所以我们不断接着信来活出基督的生命。
So, and you can see in verse 7, it says,If when we walk in him, we will be rooted and built up in him and established in faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving.
就像这里二章第七节说，在他里面生根建造，信心坚固，正如你们所领的教训，感谢的心也更增长了。
So, Paul outlined four steps. The first one is rooted.
所以保罗说到四步，第一步是生根
，and then built up。
第二步是建造
，both rooted in him and built up in him。
是在他里面生根，也是在他里面建造
，and then established in faith。
然后是信心坚固
，how they were taught to begin with。
这就是他们一开始所受的教导
，and then abounding in thanksgiving。
然后感谢的心就会更加增长。
Paul wrote this letter to the Colossians because at the time, there were false teachers, in Colossae.
保罗写信给哥罗西教会，因为当时在那里有假教师。
And Paul wrote to let them know the supremacy of Christ.
保罗写信的目的就是要让他们认识基督的超越。
And it is Christ who, is all in all.
因为唯有基督是一切又在一切之中。
So in our walk with Christ.
当我们遵他而行
we are rooted in him.
我们就在他里面生根建造。
These first three steps are in the passive tense.
这个 前面的三步啊，其实它用的是一种被动语态。
Because it is not I who can be rooted. It is not I who could be built up. It was because I'm built up by God, not by myself.
因为并不是我自己在生根，并不是我自己在建造。
Not me who that I can establish my faith.
也不是我自己坚固自己的信心。
So rooted, I don't know if you guys like to grow plants. I mean, I like to grow herbs like basils. For
我不知道关于这个生根，我不知道你喜不喜欢种东西。我喜欢种植一些植物啊，就像这个啊，九层塔。
And you can propagate basils by cutting up off a branch and dip it in water to promote the growth of the roots.
啊，你只需要剪一枝啊，浸在水里面，它就会有根长出来。
And once the root shows up, you can take it and plant it into a pot of soil.
如果一旦这个根长出来了，你就可以把它啊放在一盆土里。
When you continue to water it, pretty soon you've got another basil plant.
只要坚持浇水啊，不久你就会又得到一盆新的九层塔。
The same, it is, therefore, planting needs somebody to do that.
所以必须是要有人来栽种。
I cannot plant myself.
我不能栽种自己。
So, God planted me in Christ.
神把我栽种在基督里面。
And through His Word, allow me to be rooted in Christ.
用主的话来说，就是在他的里面生根。
And roots have at least two functions.
根最少有两个作用。
One is to draw nutrients and waters for feeding.
一个就是吸收营养和水分。
And the other is, stabilize the plant.
另外一个作用就是让这株植物能够稳固。
It anchors into the soil.
它能够抓住这个泥土。
Both growing it deep and wide.
可以就是扎根很深。
So when the storms come, it will still stand.
如果有风暴来啊，这个植物仍然还能够站立。
But we are not rooted in our own experience.
但是我们所生的根并不是扎根在我们自己的经历里面。
Nor is it in our feelings.
我们所扎的根也不是在我们自己的情感感觉里面。
We are rooted in Christ.
我们是在基督里面生根。
So if you walk in Christ, then you are like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in season and its leaves does not wither.
如果你在基督里面生根，就好像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干。
And when we are rooted in Christ, even if our lives are in turmoil,
当我们在基督里面生根的时候，虽然说我们生活当中会遇到一些患难，
remember we are anchored and rooted in Christ.
记得我们是乃是抛锚在基督里，我们也是在基督里生根。
He provides us an immovable and unshakable foundation.
他给我们的根基 是不能动摇的。
And once we are rooted, the next step is to build up.
当我们生根以后，我们就要开始建造。
Built up in him.
在他里面建造。
And it's not just building up an individual.
我们不只是建造自我个人。
We're also being built up with other saints.
我们是与其他的圣徒彼此建造。
Into a spiritual house.
来建造成为一个灵宫。
Sorry, it's a little bit small. And Ephesians 2:19 through 2:21 said, "So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God."
以弗所书二章十九节，这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。
Built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets.Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone.
并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石。
In whom the whole structure being joined together grows into a holy temple in the Lord.
各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。
Yeah, individually, we are shaped into building blocks.
我们个人就好像被成为建造的那一块石头。
And built on the foundations of apostles and prophets.
我们被建造在使徒和先知的根基上。
With Jesus Christ as the cornerstone.
有基督耶稣为房角石。
So we are the building blocks of the holy temple in the Lord.
我们是来建造神的圣殿的。
Building takes time.
建造是需要时间的。
Maybe it's not always in the time frame that we want.
也许不是总是按照我们自己的时间表。
Sometimes some takes longer than others.
有些人身上可能会更久。
Depending on how obedient we are, I guess.
可能这取决于我们有多顺服。
Nevertheless, we are being built up in Christ.
然而我们在基督里建造。
Here, as our church ages.
在这里我们的教会也在年岁渐长。
We need the next generation to be built up.
我们需要下一代被建造起来。
And so, who is willing to be obedient to the calling to be built up as a pillar in the house of God?
谁愿意响应这样的呼召，在神的家中被建造做柱子？
I talked to some of the other pastors, and I think this is a common problem in many churches in the U.S.
我与很多牧师交谈过，这在许多的教会，这都是所面临的问题。
But if we are God's building block,
如果我们是神建造所用的石头。
And we are building his holy temple.
如果我们建造的乃是灵宫。
May the Lord move in your heart to accept the calling.
让神来感动你的心，来接受神这个呼召。
Because without the next generation, we are we will go the way of some of the churches that will empty out.
因为如果没有下一代，我们就像许多其他教会一样，就会变得空空的。
When we move forward with the faith that we started,
让我们借着当初所有的信而继续往前。
We will establish our faith through teachings.
那我们要借着教导来坚固我们的信心。
Gospel hasn't changed.
神的福音没有改变。
It is faith alone.
是单单借着信。
Not faith plus works.
而不是信心再加上做工。
Or faith plus whatever people might come up with.
也不是信心加上人头脑所想象的东西。
So it's faith alone, Christ alone, and Christ is all we need.
唯独信心，唯独基督，我们所需要的就是基督。
Finally, the last step, leading to having a life.That is more abundant.
最后更丰盛的生命，最后这一步
is to be abounding in thanksgiving.
乃是说感谢的心更加增长。
The word more abundantly and abounding have the same roots in the Greek, which is super.It's more than abounding. It's more than abundant.
更丰盛和这里的感谢的心增长这个字原文的字根是一样的，它就是说比那个丰盛还要更多。
And it is not a one-time thing in Thanksgiving. It is a continuous, constantly abounding in Thanksgiving.
不是说这感恩节只有感恩节才有的那一次那样的感谢，而是一个不断增长的感谢。
In 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you."
加罗尼亚前书第五章说，不住感谢，因为这是神在基督耶稣里所定的旨意。
This speaks to me.
这话临到我。
Because giving thanks is not dependent on circumstances.
因为感谢的心不是按照环境来的。
Do you remember George? George Lee?
你还记得 George 吗？
He said he thanks God for...What he has, not what he doesn't have.
他见证说，他感谢神是为着他所有的，而不是为着他所没有的。
If you do not know George, he relies on a wheelchair to move around.
如果你不认识 George, 他是必须是坐在轮椅上的。
If he has to go outside the house,His dad or his mom has to take him.
如果他要出自己的房子，就必须要爸爸或者妈妈来把他推出去。
But even in that circumstance, he is joyous and he gives thanks continuously.
尽管是那样的情况，但是他还是很有喜乐，他也常常的感恩。
I think he's inspiration for a lot of us.
他的感谢的心也激励了我们很多的人。
We live this life that Jesus gave us.
我们所活出来的，所要活出来的是耶稣给我们的生命。
This Zoe life.
是这个 Zoe.
the spiritual life.
也就是说这个灵生命。
We are not just living that life alone.
那我们不是孤单的一个人啊来过那样的生活。
Actually, I'm sorry, I had some pictures, but I changed it. But I want to just use your mind. I want to draw you a picture.
我愿为大家描绘一幅图画，让大家用心听，然后用你的想象。
In the mountains, Andes Mountains in the South America.
在南美的安第斯山脉。
It is packed with ice at the top.
顶上终年是冰雪封锁的。
When the light hits the ice cap,
当光照到这个冰的顶,
it warms up that and a drop of water is formed.
然后那里就会受热,然后就会有水滴。
And the water works its way down.
然后水滴就流下来。
Pretty soon it's joined by another drop of water.
然后这个水滴就遇见了另一滴水。
And pretty soon it becomes a trickling brook.
慢慢的就成了一个潺潺小溪。
And soon this trickling brook is joined by another one.
过不多久这小溪又遇见另一条小溪。
And it becomes a stream.
成了一个溪流。
And pretty soon, streams join together to form a tributary.
然后这些溪流又交汇在一起，又成为更大的溪流。
And soon it becomes the mighty Amazon.
最后就变成了那广阔的亚马逊河。
Amazon River has the highest flow rate of all the rivers in the world.
在地上所有的河流里面，亚马逊是流量最大的。
And the flow rate is about 7.6 million cubic feet per second.
那个流量是
7.6 million
6.7百万立升每秒。
And imagine this room. I think this room is 40 by 60. I think this room is 40 by 60, and maybe an average height of 12 feet. So with the size room, the Amazon River will fill 2,600 a room this size in 1 second.
所以就你看一下我们这个这一间有多大，那亚马逊河大概每秒钟流过大概2600个这样大的空间的水。
And when we look at the map, and see that it's all started with drops of water.
当我们看这幅图画，那一切都是从那水滴开始的。
I like to think that ice cap is just a mass of people that their hearts are frozen.
我就想象那个冰帽就好像是一大群人，他们的心是冰冷的。
But when the light hits it, it warms up somebody's heart.
当有光进来的时候，他就让有的人心里就得到光照。
And that person is saved because it's see the light Because, you know, John 1:4 says, this life is the light of men.
啊，那个人得着那个光的温暖，啊，就得救了。就像约翰福音1:4说，这生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
I know many of us see all the evil things that are going on in our culture.
我知道我们很多人，我们都看见在我们的文化当中那些的恶事出现。
But you said, "What can I do? I'm just one person."
我们会说，我能做点什么？我只不过是一个人，一个人。
It's kind of like Elijah when he said, "I'm just by myself." But God saved 7,000. That has not bowed to Baal.
就像以利亚对神说，现在只有我一人，只剩我一人。但神对以利亚说，我为自己还保留了7000人，是未曾向巴利屈膝的。
Together, we can do more. Each drop can, when we join together, it can become the mighty Amazon.
当我们在一起的时候，我们能成就更大的事，就像那些水滴，最后可以汇成亚马逊河。
But when I looked at the map of the tributaries joining into Amazon,
当我看那个地图，就是所有汇入亚马逊河的支流。
I asked myself, what did I not see?
我就问自己说，有什么是我没有看见的？
And I saw another picture of the basin, Amazon basin.
我看到另一幅图画是亚马逊的盆地。
There were dried up tributaries.
那里有那些干掉的支流，干涸的支流。
Those doesn't show up on the map.
那些在地图上就没有反映出来。
It is like God looks at from above, see the tributaries, only the ones that are flowing.
当神从上观看，他只看见他所看观看的是那些在汇入的。
Because those dried up tributaries is not on the map.
只有那些流淌的汇入的在那张图上面，而那些干涸的就没有在地图上。
I challenge everyone here to to join with other brothers and sisters and live out that abundant life, make a difference in this world.
我在这里挑战每一位，让我们与其他的弟兄姊妹的生命能够交汇在一起，能够在这个世上做改变。
Because if we don't say anything, I think the church in America is irrelevant in the culture today.
如果我们闭口不言，我想教会在今世的文化当中就没有作用。
And where is the lampstand?
灯台是在哪里？
If it's not lit, it is not lighting up the surroundings.
如果灯没有点着，就不能照亮周围的人。
Last Tuesday we have the young people over at my house, And we had a very good discussion.
上周二，我们有一些年轻人在我们家里聚会，我们有一些很好的交通。
And I hope the next generation would stand up for Jesus.
我盼望下一代能够为耶稣而站立。
And not stand in the way of sinners.
然后能够在这些罪人好像这个潮流里面能够站住。
So in conclusion,
最后我们来总结。
Oh, I lost my place. Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly.
耶稣来是要叫人得生命，而且得的更丰盛。
When we receive the Lord,
当我们接受主，
the natural thing is to walk in Him.
遵他而行是自然而然的。
And so we need to be rooted in Him, rooted in Christ, built up in Him, built up in Christ.
所以我们要在他里面，在基督的里面生根建造。
And establish our faith as it was taught to us.
照着我们所领受的教导，让信心得以坚固。
And then we can abound in thanksgiving.
这样我们感谢的心就能够更加增长。
And praise the Lord.
赞美主。